This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report. I'm Susanna Streeter. Let's check in with the financial markets now, and on the eve of the presidential election, there's been a rally on Wall Street. A short time ago, I spoke to Peter Jankowskis from Oakbrook Investments in Chicago. I asked him how much today's surge in stocks was connected with the FBI's decision over the weekend that Hillary Clinton shouldn't face charges over her emails.
I think it certainly was a major factor in giving the market a boost, but also we've kind of been in a pattern over the last 9 days here in the U.S. with the market trending down, and the market has probably had some pent-up energy for a bit of a rally, and certainly that news gave the market a good excuse.
Is it because, do you think, that investors see Hillary Clinton as more of a continuity candidate?
Yes, I think that's part of it. Certainly the market is well known to hate uncertainty, so that is also an issue. I think people are looking for that sort of continuity, and I think also they're looking for balance. I think they're expecting Hillary Clinton to win the presidency, but Republicans to maintain control of the House and quite possibly the Senate as well to provide counterbalance.
So which stocks in particular were being snapped up?
Well, financials and industrials, the most economically sensitive areas, if you will, were the big winners today, though quite frankly the rally was very broad-based. Materials, which was next to the worst performer, was also up 1.4%, and the worst performer of the day was telecommunications, and it was still up almost 0.9%. So a fairly broad-based rally all around.
Peter Jankowskis there from Oakbrook Investments. Well, on Wall Street, the Dow ended up 2.1% at 18,259. At the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was up 1.7% at 68.06. And January, New York light crude oil was up 87 cents at $45.52 a barrel.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC World Service. You can find a whole world of information from science, arts, business and technology. Just go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.